Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider right here on WOMT. Just a reminder, we do podcast our show every week online. If you ever want to get caught up, re-listen, download, share, simply visit cfrpodcast.com and click on the ADRC Insider. We got Wendy back in the studio. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to everybody that's listening.
Question of the day for you, but do you know what you would get if you would cross a snowman and a shark?
Oh, frostbite.
Yes!
Yes, there we I got one! Yes!
She's got one! I love it today! Yes! 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 Oh, that makes me happy. Hey, Wendy, today on the program, another great conversation. What do we want to talk about?
Talking about being a good neighbor. So coming out of the holiday season, I'm sure many of us watch the very famous Home Alone show, right?
Yes.
Yes. So very entertaining, but truly it means something different for a lot of people. I don't know if many of you remember, but the elderly man at the end of the movie, yes. Right? He's pretty much home alone, no connection to family. But that reunite, you know, they reunite at the end, all happy endings, but that isn't always true for all of our community members. So talking about being a good neighbor, that's what we're here today to talk about. So what does that look like? Many of us have neighbors that maybe we realize maybe aren't getting out much in the wintertime. We don't see visitors knocking at their door. Sometimes just a friendly hello. Maybe a card.
Yeah.
Maybe shoveling their sidewalk. And that can be really important for somebody like that, because if they are receiving, say, home-delivered meals from us, our volunteers cannot deliver if there's not a cleared-off path, right? We want to make sure our volunteers are safe and not, you know, entering into a fall risk. So if someone even could shovel, like, a path or just to make sure that their meals are delivered every day is so helpful for these individuals.
Yeah, I think that's a great reminder, because it's something that doesn't take that long to do but yet can really make a difference and an impact. And I also know that sometimes that could be really stressful for a homeowner if they know that, hey, I don't have the capability of easily removing snow. And if they're relying on these home deliveries and things like that, it's just that stress and anxiety.
Yep. Yep. And being locked in like that, right, all winter, for many of us, we feel the effects of winter. But these individuals who don't ever get out, right, that friendly face. So as I said, knocking on their door, a card, that's going to mean more than what you can imagine, just to reduce that social isolation.
Well, and I would say, too, that unfortunately, in my opinion, you know, the holiday season, a lot of people are out there, you know, they're being kind to people. And then January hits, right? And then February and so on and so forth. And we just, as a society, typically go in the opposite direction, right? It's like that kindness just kind of like stops.
Yep.
And I don't know, I think it's a good encouragement and reminder that, you know, let's continue that spirit that we had, you know, last month into now and continuing on.
Yep. Making a great impact on those that are around you. You know, for someone to be reminded that they're not forgotten by their community, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so important. We don't realize that those of us who are out and about every day don't really realize.
Well, and we take so much things for granted, right? Mm-hmm. We take easily just like getting out of your house and going in your car and driving, taking for granted, because not everybody is. That's not an easy task for everybody.
No, not at all. And, you know, during the winter months, too, we're at higher risk for outages, right?
Yeah.
So really, too, checking in on somebody, making sure that their heat is working, that they have what they need during those times.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, we do have some people, especially our elders, who are homebound shut-ins that end up sometimes in their homes without heat, and nobody's really checking on that.
Yeah. A lot of great reminders, good encouragements here for all of us to, as we like to say, be a good neighbor.
Yes.
Wendy, if people want to learn more about the ADRC, learn more about the programming, I know that there's a lot of things happening. How do they reach out to you guys?
They can call us at 920-683-4180, visit our website, ADRC of the Lakeshore, or our Facebook page.
Wendy, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week right here only on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor. WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at chaferpodcasts.com. www.chicagoradio.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Sea Hafer broadcasting station.